Is it rude for you to wear your AirPods when you get your nails done? Or is that something just like all women do? Like you just got your AirPods in, you're listening to a podcast, maybe listening to the Brett Mega Show, of course, you know. 314-531-9898. So, Hannah, you are someone who we get nervous if your nails aren't done. You literally always have your nails done. This is like part of your signature. And so when you go get your nails done, do you wear AirPods or have you been wondering, is this like rude or not?
So I've been wanting to dip my toe into wearing my AirPods, but I'm nervous that I'm going to offend my nail lady.
Oh, would you be offended if the nail lady wore AirPods when she was doing your nails?
No, I wouldn't.
Because you like to talk.
I know. I know.
Well, like all of a sudden you're just talking and all of a sudden the nail lady just throws some AirPods in. How would you feel?
I would feel... Okay, well, actually, now that you phrase it like that, it's a little different because I've been going to my nail lady for a hot second. And so we've built this bond or whatever, and so we always want to talk.
Do you gossip to her? Oh. Do you share like
I do spill some tea to my nail lady.
Is that a thing? But I never spill any tea to my like hair stylist. That's so funny.
But now that I've been going to her for so long, like some of our conversations are kind of getting a little stale. And I was wondering if I could put in my AirPods, but I don't want her to be offended. And also, when you get your nails done, you kind of have some instruction along with it. Like, you need to know. Like, what nail to show or, like, how to turn your hand for her.
Oh.
So, there is communication that needs to be done, but I think I know the muscle movements at this point. So I wouldn't need her voice, but I just don't want her to think that I don't like her anymore because I'm wearing my AirPods.
AB, as a you know, a woman who gets her nails done, not like Hannah. Do you wear the AirPods?
I wear my AirPods every time.
You wear your AirPods everywhere.
I do. I put one in so that I can still hear them in the other ear if they need to say anything. But like, I've been going to the same nail place forever. They know me by name there. It's not hurt our relationship. They still get so excited when I walk in. They're like, Hannah, you're here. And sometimes it'll make them comfortable enough to put their AirPods in.
They put them in.
Okay. So they're able to like listen to their music or whatever, and then I can listen to mine.
So my first thought on this was, no, that seems rude. Like, we're just living in this AirPod world, and AB is someone who like literally will work with AirPods in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, AB, I'm like, can we get your attention? And like, so same thing with this same like thing. I'm like, you can't wear AirPods all the time. But this is the catch, though, with it, and it made me nervous to think about this. Sometimes, especially moms, this is their moment. Like, this is their final escape.
Yeah.
They want to listen to some music. They want to relax. They want to, like, enjoy a show that they normally can't enjoy. Then I'm like, yeah, I guess that's solid. That's a good point. Like, this is your moment. You're paying for, like, this spotlight treatment.
No.
But I feel like, what's the deal?
It's too late. It's too late. AB established that she's an AirPod listener when she walked in.
You think this is like something you got to do?
Late. It's too
you
got
to find
Hannah.
A new girl, yeah. Hannah.
Yeah. That's a good point. Because if you've never worn them before and then all of a sudden you put them in, she might be like, she doesn't like me anymore.
Yep.
Well, I don't want to find a new girl.
Then you can't wear the AirPods.
Yeah.
I think that's a good point. I'm curious. Do you have to establish this early on? Like, hey, I'm an AirPod person. I'm not an AirPod person. Is that true? I have never thought of this before. I don't get my nails done. I've had like two pedicures in my life. They tickle like crazy. So maybe the AirPods will help me not like giggle.
Do
like
you even own AirPods?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
314-531-9898. Do you wear AirPods when you're getting your nails done? Is that considered rude? Do you have to do it and establish this with your nail lady early on? Can you switch? 314-531-9898. How do you get your nails done? It's Y98. I feel like you're either one or the other on this. You're either an AirPod person or you're not an AirPod person when it comes to getting your nails done. Is it rude for you to have your AirPods in when someone's doing your nails, like getting a manicure, getting a pedicure, doing the eyebrows? Well, and does it make a difference in terms of beauty treatment? Like, would it be rude if you were wearing your AirPods in when you're getting your hair done? 314-531-9898. Like, maybe you do this.
I do this when I get my nails done. I also do this when I get my lashes done.
What about your hair?
Because
when you get your hair chopped.
When I get my hair done, I don't because I get worried they'll like get something on my AirPods.
Oh.
They're going to get on their hair?
Dye? Water?
Oh, dye.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff. Yeah. But when I get my lashes done, you're laying on a table for an hour and a half and your eyes are closed the whole time. I would go insane if I didn't have my AirPods in.
I'm curious what other people do. I wonder if other people like want to know like, what do you guys do? Is this something you talk about, like, among, like, girlfriends? Or do you just, like, make your own decision up? How do you know?
About,
if you're an AirPod person. Yeah, Hannah, how do you know?
I actually used to be, like, a... when it was like wired headphones.
Oh, school wired.
I used to be one of those girls through and through and through, but now I never am. But yeah, I think you just know. If you know, you know. You're an AirPod person or you're not. And I think a lot of AirPod people only do the one ear.
Yeah.
So do you only use the one ear all the time?
When I'm editing or like I'm by myself, I use both.
Both.
But if I'm around other people and I know that they might talk to me, I don't want to be that rude. So I just have one in.
I don't get how that's not rude.
Half rude.
Yeah. Like you seem to, you're listening to something else. You're distracted. You are literally saying, I want to not have a conversation with you.
That's not necessarily true.
What else is it saying?
I used to wear headphones and just not have anything in them.
Because you don't want to talk to people. I fake the same thing. Sometimes I'll do that. Like, sometimes I'll just, like, if I'm at the gym or something like that, like, nothing will be playing. It's like, just, like, you can't interrupt the conversation. Literally, that's the message you're saying. I don't know how this is not rude. You are in a public place. Someone is doing a service for you. They might have questions for you. And you're literally like, I want nothing to do with you. This is...
In my experience, they will talk to you and ask you questions if they want to, regardless of if you have an AirPod in or not.
Well, yeah, if you're being rude, I got to get through to them. Yeah. If you're treating me like crap, I got to get my message across to you no matter what. This is definitely rude.
We did get a text that is kind of making me raise my eyebrows a little bit.
It's rude? Thank you.
One of them says, I immediately put in one AirPod when I sit down. It's my alone time. I put on a podcast or a book. And I do think that's true.
Yeah.
Getting your nails done can be self-care. And so... that could be a time to relax. And if you want to listen, like AB, to a podcast or whatever, that could be good.
I think, so that was where I got torn. I was like, I just feel like this could be their moment. You know, like this is their only chance to escape. I also feel like, choose something else then. If you, this is what the process is. You come in, you get your nails done. You don't listen to a TV show and a podcast. That's a different service. That's like, hey, lock the kids into like a room or something like that, and you go watch your podcast or watch your favorite show and listen to your favorite podcast.
Oh, I completely disagree with that. I don't enjoy getting my nails done. I get my nails done because I will bite them and they will bleed if I don't have them done. It's like not something I go to enjoy.
Relax? Yeah. I know. So you shouldn't have your iPad. Or
no, so
AirPod.
I'm like, okay, I need to watch TV and get me through this.
Because it's so painful to
yes.
do
it. Right.
Julie, do you think having the AirPods in is considered rude?
Yes, it is. It is hella rude. It is a generational problem. When you go into a business and you're paying someone to do something for you, the least you could do was give them the respect and attention that they are giving you.
Preach. And I like that you said it's hella rude. Thank you.